Gardening and You is sponsored by Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. With today's program, here's Becky Litterer.
Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening and You. I am Becky Litterer from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than the different aspects of gardening. It's how we can help you with your garden needs. Wow, we've had the wind and the dirt is moving. Brown sky on Tuesday. We need rain. Sounds like we might get rain this weekend, but also severe weather. Now that is what spring is about, the change of cold and warm front spring on bad weather. Stay safe and prayers for the rain and not the severe weather. Australia family and friends are having an awesome fall with mild temperatures. I see that in some areas are having droughts. I need to ask if that's close to where the family lives at Sale. Hate to hear that then that could have bushfires. I will check with them and see. Enjoy and stay safe. We're full of plants, inside and out. 2 wagons of perennials, 3 wagons of annuals, and the greenhouse full of annuals and vegetables. Trees and shrubs look good. Roses and peonies are colorful. Baskets are ready for your patio. We're working on Memorial Day planters. Memorial Day weekend is fast approaching. I'm here Monday, Saturday from 9 to 6, and Sunday 1 to 6. I'd love to see you. Remember your punch cards as they never expire, and for every $100, you save $7.50. I have reduced prices from and gone back to other years, so you save before you check out. Reasonable prices for your gardening. Every year is something different with our weather. Last year was very warm and hot in May with lots of rain. Now this year it's cold, a little heat, and back to cold and dry. Gardening is so dependent on the weather for us to have success. Here is a good little hint about watering with early spring. Master your spring garden watering tips with a finger test. Stick your finger 2 inches in the soil near plant roots. If it's dry, water deeply until you see runoff from drainage holes. Water early morning to reduce evaporation and prevent fungal disease. Skip the sprinkler dance and water at soil level instead. New transplants need daily attention for their first week, while established plants prefer less frequent but thorough soaking. It looks like not overhead sprinkler, but using a wand and watering the plants or rows or using a watering can. Container plants dry out faster than ground planting, so check them twice weekly. The secret lies in reading your plant's subtle signals and timing your water schedule perfectly, which is a key to mastering your garden care. New spring plants need your special attention during the first few weeks as they develop stronger root systems. Yes, you want to water them more frequently than established plants, checking soil moisture daily and providing gentle, constant hydration to prevent transplant shock. Initial watering requires a delicate balance. Too much causes soggy conditions, while too little triggers transplant shock. Start with constant moisture during weeks 1 and 2. Check soil daily. Your seedlings need time for soil settling around roots, so water gently to avoid disturbing newly planted species. Proper spring gardening water techniques during this phase set the foundation for thriving plants throughout the growing season. We need to talk about air temperature for planting tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers plants, and that is all vine plants, squash, watermelon, etc. With the temperature going up and down, it might be hard on your vegetables you plant. Just keep that in mind. The optimal air temperature for planting tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers is between 70-80 degrees during the day and 60-70 at night. As outdoor temperatures rise in the 60s and low 70s, it's a good time to plant outside. Cold nights can harm the plants, making temperature checks essential. Yes, we need to talk about Larry's Garage. Larry has appointments available this coming week. If you do know of some work you would like Larry to do for you, just give us a call or stop in. Give him a call at 641-794-3337. Thanks and stay safe. The part of this radio show share a message I've done for over 29 years. The Lord's word of encouragement is always good to hear. It is hard, but we need to listen, care, and pray for all. Prayers have power. Thanks to all that they tell me, they hear me on the radio, and they enjoy the messages. I am only the messenger in this message and all I do. I try to have the Lord's hand in all of it. Bible verses from Psalms 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's word affects every area of our lives. While negative thoughts, words, and emotion and relationships can cause stress, and stress can cause sickness, positive thought, words, emotion, and relationships can cause health and healing. Consider the following scriptures. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life of the health of the body. My son attended to my words, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the mind and healing to the body. We can be thankful for the power of God's words in our lives. Meditating on scripture and following God's instruction will cause us to think, speak, and live in a way that brings healing to every part of our lives. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word and healing it brings to my life. I am grateful that my thoughts, words, emotion, and relationships are all changed by the guidance you give me through scripture. In your name we pray. Amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Larry, I want to wish you have a blessed week and have a safe weekend.
Gardening and You was brought to you this morning by Becky Litterer at Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. If you have gardening questions or concerns for Gardening and You, stop by or call Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Phone 794-3337 or email Becky at beckmall@netins.net.